This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with his second opinion. 15 years ago, I worked alongside a wonderful doctor who had a serious prescription drug abuse problem. Each morning, he took a handful of pills to pep him up, and each evening he took a separate handful of pills to help him sleep. I never saw his patient care suffer, but staff were worried about him and about potential problems for patients. We collectively arranged for an intervention one day after work. He was angry, actually furious, and stomped out of the room, leaving those who cared about him worried what he might do. Well, within days, he had enrolled in a detox and treatment program. Months later, he returned, having kicked the habit, and was again on top of his game. This Tuesday, voters are being asked to approve Proposition 46, one part of which requires mandatory drug testing for doctors. Proposition 46 makes absolutely no sense. Before you roll your eyes and say, well, it figures a doctor would oppose drug testing of his buddies, let me explain. I agree there is a tiny but serious problem with drug abuse among healthcare providers. Doctors are, after all, human beings. But mandatory drug testing is not any type of solution. Of the many cases of drug abuse reported to the state's licensing board, only a teeny-weeny number of these cases ever impact patient care in any way. Of course, even one such case is too many. But as any bus driver, pilot, or varsity athlete will tell you, there are more ways to beat a drug test than there are drugs. There is also little evidence that mandatory drug testing reduces drug abuse. On top of this, there are those times when a drug test will come back positive, but there's no exposure to drugs. A false positive. And there are those times when a doctor is using a painkiller or sleeping pill for medically approved reasons and will test positive. The key to detecting drug abuse among health professionals is not a misleading periodic urine test that will cost taxpayers millions of dollars and create a new cottage industry of drug testers. Rather, it's to enlist healthcare workers to report their colleagues so they can be sent to strict monitored treatment programs. It's really hard to fool the people you work with day in and day out. They need to be our drug abuse monitoring system, not a urine test. Proposition 46 is foolish and approaches a small problem with an expensive and inaccurate weapon that, at best, offers only a false reassurance. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.